You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Yesterday, a whole bunch of us got hit with a phishing scam. It works like this. You get an email, more than likely from someone you know. It tries to trick you into opening a Google Doc, except it's not a Google Doc. It actually opens up a virus, which then emails all your contacts with the same approach. It's nasty. Don't click on a shared Google Doc unless you're expecting it. And even then, it might be a good idea to check with the sender to make sure it's legit. Speaking of computer security, a University of Michigan assistant professor suggests that you might use emojis in your next password. Florian Schaub is here. Why emojis?
Yeah, so we were interested in how people authenticate or log into their mobile phones and how we can make this more usable. And today, many people use a PIN or they use lock patterns. The problem with PINs is they are easy to forget, difficult to remember. Lock patterns are fun to draw, but really easy to spy on. So we looked at emojis as a different way to increase the memorability of your password, and make it easier to remember, and also make it more fun to log in.
So I guess you're going to have you've got an app for that? I mean, because when I open my phone, there are no emojis available to me. How does it work?
Yeah, so we developed a research prototype, which is a mobile app we can install on our participants' phones. And then we conducted lab studies to see how people use these emojis, what kind of emoji passwords they would create. It looks very similar to a PIN login. You kind of have a number block, but instead of numbers, you see 12 different emojis that have been randomly drawn specifically for you from the space of all available emojis.
You suggest that people can remember symbols a little better than they can letters or numbers. There's research on that?
Yeah, so there's lots of research that shows that images are easier to remember and symbols are easier to remember. And what we found in our research is that our study participants actually constructed stories around their passwords, their emojis.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So they would make up a story about their weekend or some events. We conducted this study around Christmas, so there were lots of Christmas trees in the passwords our participants chose.
So you also found that it's better to have random emojis rather than some kind of pattern. So you've got these 9 3x3 rows. So rather than do an X or something like that, you should be a little more loose than that. Explain why.
Yeah, so this is a general problem with selecting your password or your PIN code in a pattern. It's very easy to spy on. So we conduct experiments called shoulder surfing experiments where we literally have people stand behind one of the experimenters and try to see what password they're typing and then reproduce that. And what we find is that when people have patterns that are very easily discernible or visible, then it's easy to guess. And that's something that we also see, for example, for Android unlock patterns where people kind of draw these figures. If it's a figure that is very recognizable, then it's easy to crack.
You suggest emojis as a password might be more secure. How's that? Why?
Yes, the security comes from it being harder to shoulder surf, to observe what the password is. So that's kind of when someone is actually observing you. In terms of cracking the password, the space of emojis is so much larger than just the 10 digits you have on a PIN pad.
So it's a lot more data to crack.
Yeah, so there are lots more variations and possibilities for a password.
All right. I'm not much of an emoji user. I guess I'm not that much fun. So is the future going to require me to get with the emoji plan here to make sure that I can secure my smartphone?
No, I don't think it's going to be required. Our goal here is to kind of study and analyze different ways of how people can log in and see how we can make this more usable. And what we find is that with the emojis, people actually have more fun logging into their phone. We tested this in a field study where we had people enter their emoji every time they would access their email app. It's a bit extreme. You wouldn't do that in normal life, but it's good for the study conditions. We find that people found this much more pleasant with the emoji password compared to a PIN code.
Now, you talk about your research in the conversation. The title of it is Why Emojis Might Be Your Next Password. Where else can we find out more about this and the app that you've come up with?
Yeah, you can go to the conversation piece, which has a lot of information, also has links to this, or go to the website of the School of Information at the University of Michigan, which is si.umich.edu.
That's Florian Schaub. He's an assistant professor of information as well as electrical engineering and computer science at the University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in. Smiley face.
You're welcome.